I've took the shackles off these guys yesterday. I need them involved. I need their contribution. Andy Dibble went out of our training ground yesterday, heading up to Middlesbrough. Absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. And he's played at the top, top level. And if I can get people at him buzzing, I can get our left and right backs buzzing.
Is that a big difference from the previous regime? Is that, you know, when you speak to Andy, that's something that maybe he wasn't doing before?
Well, I think it's a bit, some managers do, some managers don't. Some managers will, you know, probably perception of Stevie Evans who goes in and it's my way or no way. The reality is, it's when you're in our camp, as players often come back and want to sign for us, and is that it's totally different to that. Our players have an input. Is, you know, we don't give them an input after games. You know, we're going to tell you how it's just going out there. But when we break it down and we do our analysis, if we've been overly critical and the boy comes in and we can look back at a DVD and we see his point of view, we discuss things. And, you know, 99% of football these days as a manager, apart from the essentials, recruitment, getting the playing staff right, exits, coaching staff right, is a bit sharing things. You do it together. And if you're going to empower, if you're going to employ a goalkeeper coach, you have to empower him. If you're going to employ a physio, you have to empower him. If you're going to employ a first-team attacking coach, you have to empower him. What good would Andy Dibble do if I told him every day what to do with the goalkeepers and who we're signing and what we're not signing? What good would he be? No good.
Will you make many changes to the backroom staff? I mean, obviously, Andy and Dennis, you've mentioned there. Yeah. Anybody else? I mean, Darren Patterson, for example, has done a very good job as caretaker. Yeah. What's his situation?
Well, Darren's gone. Darren left the football club before I took over. So Darren effectively finished after the game on Saturday. And listen, I think he's done an outstanding job stepping in. But you know, with the track record that Paul Rayner's got in assisting us, then he was the man for that role.
Who is Steve Evans? Because there's a perception, I think, you know, and with, you mentioned it with Crawley as well, yep, of who you are, how you manage, what people think of you. So what's the truth there?
Well, I think when you speak to owners, when you speak to players, when you speak to staff, when you speak to supporters over a period of time, I'd say with my dad, I ain't going to go and tell those silly stories here, but my dad's dead 20 odd years now. And I can remember that when I was a young man just starting my way in football at Bolt Wanderers, my dad said to me, if you don't know you don't like you. If you know you love you. That's been said to me by the owners at Crawley. The owners took over at Crawley, probably with the initial thoughts is, we'll change your manager. Statistics said we should give him a chance. They'll now be friends with me till the day I die. But I joined Rotherham. There'll be knockers, there'll be doubters. The response I got on Saturday I thought was terrific. On Monday, sorry. I thought it was terrific. But as I went into Crawley, I doubters, and you have to win football matches and you have to put a team on the pitch or a product out there that they can relate to and they say, actually, this boy's pretty damn good. And he's, when you get to chat to him and you get to know him and where his passion is behind his team. That's what we want. And the fans here need a passionate manager. Because they're passionate.
Does it bother you that people still bring up Boston? And I know that I've just brought it up again now, but you know, people always bring that up. Is it fair? Because it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think it's it just seems always to be there, doesn't it? And people raise it. But I've said I apologise. Well documented at the time, and the words of many, many owners and chairmen around the country who would have still liked to employ me now, that I've been hitting with a stick and it kind of seemed to shake off. But they really kind of criticise me for results, can they? On the pitch, they can't fault the fact that outside Sir Alex Ferguson, we've won more games than anyone else in Britain. People have to have a reason to knock people, as you know. There's always an element in society where people have to do it. But that's the way of life. That's the way it is. I don't really care what anyone thinks outside the town or Rotherham and the fans. And all I'm saying to them is, just give me an opportunity. Just give me the chance. I know what happens if I'm not winning here. I know. Nobody has to tell me. I'll be in my car heading home. I'll be same as every other manager. It's a results industry, isn't it? Mm. That's not going to happen.